ஹரிஹ ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மஹாகணபதயே நமஹ. ப்ரஹ்மானந்தம் பரமசுகதம் கேவலம் ஞானமூர்த்திம் த்வந்த்வாதீதம் ககனசத்ருஷம் தத்வமஸ்யாதிலக்ஷ்யம் ஏகம் நித்யம் விமலமசலம் சர்வதீ சாக்ஷிபூதம் பாவாதீதம் த்ரிகுணரஹிதம் சத்குரும் தம் நமாமி. ஓம் ஹரிஹ ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஓம் சஹனாபவது சஹனோ புனக்து சஹ வீர்யங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. See, the implication of the 11th verse is, even as a person of an ordinary caliber, is a person of, as an uncivilized person, as a chandala, also living near Ganga is better than living as highly civilized rich king far away from Ganga. That is what is said. So what it implies is, however, even if you are a mature person, a civilized person, an Ajnani can be, an Ajnani is also civilized, can be civilized or uncivilized. Isn't it? Civilized Ajnani also. Being civilized, of course, relatively one must be civilized. A civilized, mature, cultured person, and also from good behavior, with lot of riches and wealth as a king also. If the person is not exposed to Shastra, the person is not exposed to Shastra, then can never understand the teaching of the Shastram. Not having the understanding of the teaching of the Shastram, whatever one has, that counts, that adds to nothing. Having everything in life without Shastram, minus Shastram, is as good as having nothing. Not having anything in life also, having one thing called Shastram in life, is as good as having everything. Understand? I'm not saying the one who has Shastram has everything. No. One who has Shastram may not have anything at all, but still the person having Shastram is as good as having everything, because Shastram will bless one with Jnanam, which will bless him with the fullness, which will help him accomplish the ultimate end. Therefore, it's as good as having everything in life. But even if as a king and having he might have enjoyed the best of comforts and best of pleasures and best of things in the world, seen everything in the world, but highly revered and known and respected and from a reputed family, wherever the person is. But if that person is unfortunate not to be exposed to the Shastram, or does not have the Shastra Jnanam, not Shastra means, all that he has is as good as nothing. Understand? Because everything boils down to what? Knowledge. That is what is. It doesn't matter what one has achieved in life, what one has accomplished in life, what one has not achieved in life, doesn't matter. Irrespective of what one has in life, one does not have in life, if the jnanam is there, everything is there. If jnanam is not there, nothing is there. If for jnanam, if shastram is there, definitely it will one day or the other, it will result in jnanam, everything is there. If a person is keeping away from shastra means keeping away from satsangaha, isn't it? And then, without satsangaha, without shastram, without having the guide, then it's like being left alone in the dense forest, you know, of darkness with his eyes tied. Imagine what will happen. Life will be miserable life. That is what is implied in this verse, 11th verse.
Bhuvaneshwari punye dhanye devi dravamayi munivar kanye Ganga stavami mamamalam nityam patati naroyasa jayati satyam. Bho Bhuvaneshwari punye danye devi dravamayi munivara kanye Ganga stavami mamamalam nityam patati naroyasa jayati satyam. Yesham hridaye ganga bhaktistesham bhavati sada sukha mukti madhura kanta panjatika bhif paramananda kalita lalita bhi. Ganga stotramidam bhavasaram vanchita paladam vimalam saram Shankara sevaka shankara rachitam patati sukistava iti cha samaptaha. Jaya jaya gange jaya hara gange jaya jaya gange jaya hara gange jaya jaya gange jaya hara gange jaya jaya gange jaya hara gange.
So again he calls the Ganga Bhagavati. No, Shruti Mata, flowing in the form of Ganga. No, the eternal flow of Vedic wisdom, obtaining in the form of river Ganga, you know, represented by the river Ganga, he is calling here, Bho, Bhuvaneshwari. Bho is always vocative expression. Hey, Bho. Now we call people like that, Bho. So it's Bhuvaneshwari. See, Bhuvana Ishwari. See, Ishwari means the Lord. Feminine gender word of the word Lord is Ishwari. Ishwaraha means the Lord. The lady is called Ishwari. But see, we don't say lady, okay? We only mean Lord. Feminine form of Lord, we say that. We don't say lady. Ishwaraha Ishwari. So, Bhuvana means the universe. So, Bhuvana Ishwari means the Lord of the universe. Who is the Lord of the universe? The Lord. That Lord alone is manifest as, there's no Lord other than, isn't it? The knowledge manifest as, manifest is the Lord. Knowledge manifest is the Lord. Therefore, if knowledge manifest is the Lord, and knowledge manifest is the whole universe, what about the scripture? Scripture also is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, Ishwara, Bhagavan. Isn't it? You got to understand one simple thing. Okay. The pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, or absolute reality, manifest is Ishwara, Bhagavan. Therefore, the whole Jagat is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, the whole Jagat is Ishwara. If everything is manifestation of knowledge, everything is manifestation of knowledge means Ishwara. Therefore, what about knowledge? Apara vidya, any knowledge is also what? That is why even rubbish information, now the newspaper also we don't walk on. Okay? Because any information is what? Manifestation of knowledge. That is where no book, no paper we can walk. Any information is Saraswati, manifestation of knowledge, isn't it? It is called Aparavidya. All sciences, everything is what? Worldly knowledge. It's also manifestation of Ishvara. What about Paravidya? Manifestation of knowledge. What about the Veda, which is the means of pramanam, means of knowledge of the truth, which is also manifestation of knowledge, isn't it? Therefore, what about Ganga then? Ganga representing the Shastram is what? The Lord. Therefore, Bho Bhuvaneshwari, O Lord of the universe. Bhuvaneshwari, Ikaranta Shabda. It's a feminine gender word ending in E. Therefore, in vocative case, what it becomes? It becomes E. Bhuvaneshwari, Bhuvaneshwari. Isn't it? Then Punya becomes Punye. See, Punya means, now Punyam itself is what now? Here you take it as auspicious. Okay, Punya. The blessing. Punya, very auspicious. Therefore it's called Punya. The one who is a source of accumulating Punyam is a scripture, isn't it? You study Karma Kanda, if you perform rituals, you accumulate Punyam. If you practice Upasanam, then you accumulate Punyam. And if you have, if you live life enjoined by the Shastram, you have Punyam. If you live a life enjoined by the Veda, you accumulate Punyam. Therefore, that which blesses one with lots of Punyam, is good merits, and for the enjoyment of better life here, therefore she is called Punya. Understand here, the Punya means the result of the right action. It's called Punyam, isn't it? So here, whatever prescribed in the Veda, if you follow and live, whether the karma ritual you perform, you have Punyam. Upasanam you practice, you have Punyam. Or you live a life of dharma, enjoined the way of life, if you follow, isn't it? Then you have Punyam. If you study Vedanta Shastram, you'll be blessed with the knowledge, which is the culmination of your Punyam. Abundance of Punyam, isn't it? So the one who will bless you with all forms of Punyam to accomplish all forms of Arthakama Dharma, all four pursuits, isn't it? The one who understood and lived will bless one with the Punyam, which will bless one with the accomplishments of all Purusharthas. Therefore, she is called Punya. Punya Dayika, therefore Punya. And in vocative case, what? Punye. And also Punye. Then Dhanya. Dhanya again is what? Dhanya. Punya, Dhanya. Again, Dhanya also means the blessing one, the blessed one, isn't it? Dhanya. Devi, again vocative case, Devi. Then Dravamayi. See, this Ganga, Dravam, or Dravaha means liquid. In Tamil, say with Tiravam, isn't it? Dravaha means liquid. So Dravamayi means what? Ganga, this Ganga who is flowing from Himachal, Himalaya, is also what now? Is in the form of, one who is in the form of flowing water. But Shastra Ganga also is what now? The subject matter of the Shastram also does not remain stagnant in one Jnani's head. It goes from one teacher's head to other teacher's head, other teacher, student's head, from student again to another student's head, from one student to another student's head. It keeps flowing through the pipeline of lineage of teachers. Therefore, it's called what? Dravamayi. Got it now? Because Dravamayi is very important word, Sudha, because If something is solid, means it will remain stagnant, isn't it? That which keeps flowing unobstructedly is what? You know, that's why eternal flow of Vedic wisdom, which keeps flowing unobstructedly through the lineage of teachers, is Shastra Ganga. That is what is implied by the word Dravamayi, or the one who is in the form of unobstructed flow of water. Dravamayi Munivara Kanya. So Munivara Kanya means that she is always said to be the daughter of Jannu Rishi. Therefore Jannu Kanya, therefore Munivara Kanya. So in vocative Munivara Kanya. So all these words are vocative words. Whenever you call somebody for anything, you must call somebody by many names, means it's called praising the person. Praising the person is what? Not simply flattering, it's a glorifying the person. Glorification always is to win the heart of the person, isn't it? Bho Bhuvaneshwari, Punye, Dhanye, Devi, Dravamayi, Munivara Kanye. In Tamil cinema means they will say all these things. Okay. But yeah. Then what? Have calling her by all those names in vocative case, isn't it? Then Imam Gangastavam. Imam Gangastavam means this stotram in praise of Stavaha. I told in the very beginning, Stavaha is a masculine gender word. Stotram is a neutral gender word. Stutihi is a feminine gender word. Now the word has come here. Imam Gangastavam. See, I am Gangastavaha. Imam Gangastavam. Okay, it's an objective case. This stotram, the Ganga stotram in praise of Ganga, this work consisting of verses in praise of Ganga, the river Ganga, or Shastra Ganga. And what is this? Amalam. Amalam is what? Which is free from all blemishes. Absolutely flawless. Subject matter of the Shastram is absolutely flawless. Why? How is it flawless? It is non-contradictory. Because Shastram is Amalam. How do you say Shastram is pure? Amalam means pure. Free from impurities. Is it? Impurity free. Blemish free. Contradiction free. Isn't it? Because Shastram does not contradict science. Veda Shastram is not scientific, but doesn't contradict science. Doesn't contradict your reasoning. If you listen to his Shastra teaching, nobody can get up and go away saying it's all cock and bull story. Because it doesn't contradict your reasoning. And wherever the matter for belief comes also, you are not compelled to believe. You have the choice to believe or not to believe also. And then, but still it is there. But you also made sure that you cannot disprove what Shastram says. Therefore you cannot say what Shastram says is totally wrong, rubbish. Nor can you prove what Shastram says is right. Therefore, there are matters for belief which you can just believe. You don't need to take it seriously. But there is a fact also which is verifiable fact in terms of, in the form of knowledge of the truth, which is also available here. Isn't it? Anywhere. What Shastram reveals is the subtlest fact. So all these are much subtler facts are revealed in the Shastram, which are accomplishable and which are attainable and which are verifiable. Therefore, here we say what now? Therefore, Ivam Amalam. That's why it's called Amalam. Amalam means blemish free. So pure. And not only why it is called pure, ultimately, the ultimate aim of this Shastram is to purify. So relatively also Shastram purifies you. Shastra teaching contributes, Shastra teaching understood, lived, contributes for your relative purity in terms of mental purity and mental steadiness. Later on, it blesses you with the knowledge where you discover absolute purity of the self. Therefore, Shastram is called what? That which contributes for accomplishment of relative purity in terms of preparedness, absolute purity in terms of knowledge is what? Amalam. Therefore, imam amalam stavam yaha naraha nityam patati. Yaha naraha, the person, the man, the naraha literally means man. We have to take it as the person, man or woman, okay? The yaha naraha, the person, kaha, yaha naraha patati nityam. The one who studies this, reads this Ganga Stotram always. Which Ganga Stotram? This pure, blemish-free, no, Ganga Stotram. This the verses in praise of Ganga, one who reads this. The what is the final, this here, there is a confirmation here. Saha Satyam Jayati. That person doubtlessly, definitely wins in his life, becomes victorious. Saha Satyam Jayati. The Satyam there is adverb. Okay, Satyam Jayati means he doesn't say he wins. Doubtlessly, definitely, he becomes absolutely victorious. Isn't it? He will be relatively, whether he'll be victorious or his or not, he will be definitely, absolutely victorious. Saha Nityam Jayati. Who becomes absolutely victorious? The one who, whoever, whichever person reads this always. Reads what? Reads means what? Not simply reading this. Understanding the spirit implied through the stotram. One who understands the value of the shastram. Is it that once you understand the value of the shastram, you study the shastram. Once study the shastram, naturally you will benefit by the knowledge of the shastram. And that benefit is what? Absolute victory. Isn't it? One who definitely studies this stotram becomes successful in life. You know, he definitely becomes successful. His life will be victory. He will be victorious in his life. Okay. Then, Yesham Hridaye Ganga Bhaktihi Tesham Bhavati Sada Sukha Muktihi. Yesham Tesham. Again, whenever, see, I must have taught every day Sanskritam. By now, I should have prepared you all these simple relative pronouns. Anyway, okay. See, Tesham means for them. Actually, Tesham means there. Tesha means there. Or of them. Of them, isn't it? Or for them. For those people, Tesham Bhavati, for those people happens. What happens? Sukha Muktihi. Sukha Muktihi means, Sukham literally means happiness, but here effortless, isn't it? For them, Muktihi becomes effortlessly accomplished. Muktihi means what? Muktihi means freedom. Muktihi is a feminine gender word for mokshaha. Isn't it? That's why the one muchu dhatuhu, from there you get the word mochate, isn't it? And you get mochanam, noun, mochanam, vimochanam, mokshaha, muktihi, mukuhu, all these words mean the same what? Freedom, isn't it? So here, tesh, sukha muktihi means what? The freedom from limitations is what now? Becomes effortlessly accomplished. Otherwise, freedom from limitations, freedom from bondage is impossible without jnanam. Is it? Jnanam is mokshaha, but for those people, moksha, accomplishment of moksha becomes effortless. Means what? Attainment of knowledge of the truth as knowledge of the self becomes accomplished effortlessly. For them, tesham sukha muktihi bhavati. Kesham, for whom? He says, yesham, for those people, you know, have devotion to Ganga in their hearts. Yesham Hridaye. In fact, Yesham Hridayeshu, it must have been, isn't it? As well, adjustment for the meat, poetry. In fact, Yesham Hridaye, in whose hearts mean what? Minds. Yesham Hridayeshu, Yesham Manasu. In whose minds there is devotion for Ganga, devotion to Ganga, bhakti for Ganga, Ganga bhakti hi yesham hridayeshu gangayah vishye bhakti rasti. That's the mean. Those whoever has devotion towards Ganga in the minds, where do we have all devotion? Whoever has devotion, the devotion must be in only in the minds, isn't it? So whoever has devotion towards Ganga, whoever is devoted to Ganga, then that person attains moksha effortlessly. What does it mean? Whoever has devotion towards Shastram. Devotion towards Shastram implies what? You will not be devoted to Shastram unless you are committed, you have devoted to the knowledge. You will not be devoted to the knowledge unless you are devoted to, you know the value of the knowledge. You will not be devoted to the knowledge unless you know the connection between knowledge and moksha. And you will not know the connection unless you are devoted to the moksha. Therefore, if Purusharta Nischeha, if a person has, and he understands that knowledge being the only means for accomplishing moksha, and what choice he will have. As long as you do not have Purusharta Nischeha, you will be devoted to so many things in the world. You will be devoted to the IKEA, isn't it? And your devotion to IKEA, devotion to the whole world tour, devotion to, you know, health food shops, and then devotion to health food, all those things will what now? Become consolidated devotion will be only towards jnanam if you have Purusharta Nischaya. And once you are devoted to the knowledge means, and you have no choice, you will be devoted to the pramanam which will bless you with that knowledge. And once you devote to the pramanam means, then that's enough. You are given to the study of the Shastra means that will take care of your moksha effortlessly. You are on the right track means it is like, you know, it's like starting your journey. And when your journey is so comfortable and nice, you forget about your destination. Why? You are so cool. Definitely that journey will end in the attainment of destination called moksha, isn't it? That's called here, he says, once those whoever discovers Shastram being the pramanam with the Purusharta Nischaya, with the knowledge of the value of knowledge, then that person, isn't it, will definitely, you know, will have a comfortable journey, spiritual journey, which will result in the attainment of the moksha effortlessly. That is what is said here. How is it said? Yesham hridaye ganga bhaktihi. Come on. Isn't it? It's incomplete sentence. Tesham sada sukamuktihi bhavati. Those people in whose hearts there is bhakti towards Ganga, for those people moksha happens effortlessly. In literal translation, what I said later on, okay? Then, Madhura Kanta.
Sada.
Hmm?
Sada.
No, not Sada. Madhura Kanta Panjatika Bihi. Paramananda Kalita Lalita Bihi. He says, Madhura Kanta. Madhura means sweet. Kanta means pleasing. Okay? Madhura Kanta. For me, Akara, I overeating, okay, Akara. I was saying Madhura Akara. No, sorry. Madhura Kanta. She who is sweet and pleasing. Who is sweet and pleasing? This Tutihi, not Ganga. This Tuti now. Now, not Ganga is her praised, this Tuti is praised. Palashruti, okay. Madhura Kanta, the sweet and pleasing, this Tuti of Suti, the verses in praise of Ganga, the Shastram now represented by Ganga, Panchatika Bihi. You know, Panchatika means, you know, that in the small lyrics, isn't it? The lyrical form it is. Because you are able to, that's why you are able to sing it also here like this. All these, you know, nice words. The lyrical form, Panchatika Bihi means with. That's why. So, the Panchatika Bihi. Parama Ananda Kalita Lita Bihi. So Parama, this Stuti, this Ganga Stuti, it's understood, implied here. Madhura Kanta is understood here, okay? This Stuti consisting of sweet, pleasing, no, that again, enjoyable, isn't it? And then blessing with happiness. Happiness. And this Stuti, consisting of this lyrical forms, lyrics, the verses in lyrical form, is what now? Very nice. It's incomplete there. Panchatika Bihi. This Stuti, that's all. It's incomplete. We have to make it complete. This is how the Stuti is. So, Iyam Stutihi. Paramananda Kalita Litabhi Panchatikabhi Madhura Kanta. This is how you have to take it. Iyam Stutihi Paramananda Kalita Litabhi Panchatikabhi Madhura Kanta Asti. You have to add Asti to make it complete. Which means, it says it blesses, it is very nice, enjoyable, pleasing and sweet, is it? And these verses, the words are nice. That's what it says. Parama Ananda Kalita Litabhi. Litabhi again, like soft and nice. Is it not harsh words? All simple. Kalita means blending with. It's with Paramananda Kalita means what, that which mixed with, that which blesses one with happiness. So sukha, no, happiness, it's full of happiness. So pleasing, enjoyable, pleasant, soft, you know, this Stuti. All these words are said. With all soft, then verses in lyrical form, isn't it? Is sweet and pleasing again. So what? Therefore, whoever has Ganga devotion towards Ganga, and they will attain moksha, you know, effortlessly, easily. But without the devotion to Shastram, moksha is not easy. Moksha is impossible, not even easy, isn't it? Even with difficulty, you cannot attain moksha. Without Jnanam, how can you attain moksha? No, with the difficulty also you cannot attain moksha, which means, what does it mean? It's not possible to attain moksha without jnana. Because ignorance is bondage. What will free you from bondage other than knowledge? Only jnana, isn't it? And for that jnana you need what? Pramanam. What is the pramanam? Shastram. So if you don't care for Shastram, no devotion towards Shastram means, who can protect you? Nobody. That's why in Guru Gita there is a verse, Gurau Rushte, no. Shive Rushte Gurustatrata. If Shive Rushte, Bhagavan gets angry with you, because he is in the form of law and order. Bhagavan is manifest as the natural laws. Bhagavan being the very order, Bhagavan himself cannot help you. when your wrong results of wrong actions are there, and you he has to bless you with what? All punishment, isn't it? Bhagavan of law and order has to ordain only punishment. He has to make you suffer. That's called. So when you go through pain and suffering in life, we call it Bhagavan's anger is expressed towards you. So Shive Rushte, when you go through suffering, which is, you know, as a result of Bhagavan's anger in the form of the natural laws which have ordained the pain for you as a result of your wrong actions, Shive Rushte, then Guru Strata. Isn't it? Guru becomes a protector. Guru hu trata bhavati. Guru can protect you from Bhagavan's anger. When you go through paradha, bad paradha, worst paradha, Guru can protect you. How? Through his teaching. Guru represents Shastram here. Minus Shastram, there's no Guru, okay? There's only Guru. Fat, useless person. Therefore, Guru has two meanings. One meaning is big, huge. One meaning is what? Teacher. One who dispels darkness. Therefore, the dispel of darkness is not this physical body, but the knowledge of the scripture transferred from somebody else's head to this head, which knowledge alone comes through the in the form of words, that knowledge is Guru, isn't it? Therefore, here, Shive Rushte Guru Strata, the teaching coming through the mouth of this the teacher, the teaching coming through the mouth of the coming from the mind of the teacher, through the words of the teacher, and through the teaching, understand, Shastra teaching coming through words of the teacher protects the one from Agami Sanchita, help one understand what Paradha is, thereby help one attain Jivan Mukti from the very Paradha, isn't it? Also, he becomes free from bondage. The teacher can protect you. Guru hu trata. No? Is it? When Bhagavan gets angry. Bhagavan's anger implies what? When you go through bad paravda. But Guru rushte ko pinatrata. Your Guru gets angry. Which means, Guru's angry means what? If you don't get teaching, Guru means it here, if you are not exposed to Shastram, if you don't have the teaching in your life, then nobody can protect you. Isn't it? It's all with our own clouded buddhi, and we'll be groping in darkness of ignorance. Therefore, that is what is meant here actually. Ganga Stotram idam Ganga Stotram. Again, this Ganga Stotram. Bhavasaram. Essence of this life, in fact. Bhavasaram. Vanchita Phaladam Vimalam Saram. Idam Ganga Stotram Bhavasaram, essence of life. Essence of life. Vanchita Phaladam. It blesses. Vanchita means desired. Bestower of desired results, desired fruits. Then it is pure. This Stotram also is what? Pure. Free from, flaws. Flawless. And in Saram, this is also what? Essence. This also reveals the basic essence of the teaching. How can Ganga Sotram teach you basic essence of the teaching? The whole Stotram emphasizes only one thing. What is that one thing? If you do not have commitment to the study of the Shastram. If you are not devoted to Ganga, then there is no way of freeing yourself from bondage. This is saram. It's a basic teaching, isn't it? This is saram. This is the knowledge you need to have to enter into shastram to attain the ultimate essence. Is it clear? Therefore, this is the basic essence of the teaching. This stotram containing the basic essence of the teaching, which highlighting the purusharta nischaya, the value of knowledge, etc., is pure and it's the bestower of all desired results, the very essence of the life. And this teaching, and this has been written by whom? Shankara Sevaka Shankara Rachitam. It must have been written by one of the Shankaracharyas. We do not know whether Adi Shankarapada himself has written, nobody knows about it. But one of the Shankaracharyas must have written, and who would have been a disciple of Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada or devotee of Lord Shiva? It can be anyway. Nobody knows who's the exactly who's the author of this work. Nobody knows. Okay? Therefore, only we believe. People say it has been written by Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada. There's no guarantee. It might have been written by one of the Adi Shankaracharyas, who came in any one of the Shankara order, and who would have been a disciple of Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada or a devotee of Lord Shiva. So Shankara Sevakaha means the servant of, devotee of, disciple of Shankara or Bhagavan, devotee of Bhagavan Shiva. Now, who is devotee of Lord Shiva? This one who has the name Shankara. Okay, and that by the Shankara, this has been written. This stotram written by the Shankara, the servant of Bhagavan Shiva. Okay, this stotram, yaha patati. Whoever reads that, it's understood, okay? Yaha is understood there. Patati, sukhi, sukhi bhavati. He becomes happy. He becomes happy means what? He becomes the accomplisher. Sukhi bhavati means he becomes the accomplisher of fullness. Niraivadendavan ahiran. Sukhi bhavati. Iti stavaha samaptaha. Thus ends this stotram. Finished? So all adjectives for stotram. Idam Ganga Stotram. Kidushum Ganga Stotram. Bhavasaram Ganga Stotram. Vanchita Paladam Ganga Stotram. Vimalam Saram Ganga Stotram. The flawless essence, flawless with the essence of the teaching, and written by the Shankara, devotee of Lord Shiva, and whoever reads this, he becomes what? Accomplisher. If you not say be, he becomes happy. He becomes the accomplisher of fullness as his own self. Or he accomplishes fullness in terms of his self-knowledge. Okay? Iti cha samaptaha stavaha. Thus ends. Samaptaha means ended. What this verse in praise of Ganga. This is over. Is it clear? One of the vanchita. What is the meaning of the word vanchita? Vanch dhatuhu. Vanchati is the verb. Vanchita is past passive participle. Okay, palam. Palam is fruit. And palam dadati iti paladam. Vanchita paladam stotram. Is it? The bestower of desired results. See, verses a lyrical text. Verse in the form of lyrical text is called panjatika. And bihi means with those verses, verses consisting of verses in lyric, in the form of, okay. Panjadika, the bihi is a third case plural, isn't it? Panjadika bihi. And they are pleasing. They are pleasant, they're nice, they're sweet. That's what the words are. Got it? Over. So let us read from the beginning once. We finished it. The last one is just to say, Hail to Ganga.
Devi Sureshwari Bhagavati Gange Tribhuvana Tarini Tarala Tarange Shankara Mouli Viharini Vimale Mama Matirastam Tavapada Kamale Bhagirati Sukhadaini Matas Tava Jala Mahima Nigame Khyatah Naam Jane Tava Mahimanam Pahi Krupa Mahima Mahjnanam.
Father, you can't start like that. Listen fully once, let me finish. Sing alone.
Devi Sureshwari Bhagavati Gange Tribhuvana Tarini Tarala Tarange Shankara Mouli Viharini Vimale Mama Matirastam Tava Pada Kamale Bhagirati Sukhadayini Matastava Jala Mahima Nigame Khyatah Naham jane tava mahimanam pahi kruba mahima magyanam. Haripada padya tarangini gange himavidu mukta davala tarange duri kuru mama dushkriti bharam Kuru Krupaya Bhava Sagara Param Tava Jala Mamalam Enani Pitam Paramapadam Kalutena Grihitam Mater Gange Tvahiyo Bhakta Kilatam Drashtum Nayamashakta Patito Dharini Janavi Gange Khandita Girivara Mandita Bhange Bhishma Janani He Munivara Kanye Patita Nivarini Tribhuvana Dhanye Kalpalatamiva Paladam Loke Pranamati Astvam Napatati Shoke Paravara Viharini Gange Vimukha Yuvati Krita Tarala Pange Tava Chen Mata Srota Snata Punarapi Jatare Sopina Jata Nivarini Janavi Gange Kalusha Vishashini Mahimotunge Punarasadange Punyatarange Jaya Jaya Janavi Karuna Pange Indra Mukutamani Rajita Charane Sukade Shubade Vritya Sharanye Rogam Shokam Tapam Papam Harame Bhagavati Kumati Kalapam Tribhuvana Sare Vasudhare Tvamasi Gatir Mama Khalu Samsare Alakanande Paramanande Kuru Karuna Mayi Kataravandye Tavatata Nikate Yasya Nivasa Kalu Vaikulte Tasya Nivasa Varamiha Nire Kamato Meena Kimvati De Sharata Kshina Svatava Swapacho Malino Dinas तब नहीं दूरे नृपति कुलीना भो भुवनेश्वरी पुण्य धन्य देवी द्रवमयी मुनिवर कल्य गंगा स्तवमिम ममलम नित्यम पठति नरोय सजयति सत्यम शाम हृदये गंगा भक्तिस्तेषां भवति सदा सुख मुक्ति मधुरा कांता पंजडिकाभि परमानंद कलित ललिताभि गंगा स्तोत्रमिदं भवसारं वांछित फलदं विमलं सारं शंकर सेवक शंकर रचितं पठति सुखी स्तव इति च समाप्तः जय जय गंगे जय हर गंगे 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 जय जय गंगे जय हर गंगे
It's a controversial, isn't it? Otherwise, if you see the literal meaning of the verse, it would be very funny, isn't it? It won't make any sense otherwise. Unless you see Ganga as a symbol of the eternal flow of Vedic wisdom, and then you connect the meanings to those that meaning, otherwise the Sotra meaning will be very funny, isn't it? Why should only to go to Ganga? Why not to go and stay in Paramatta River? And the bank of, you can say that. Of course, Paramatta is Paramatma only. And Ganga is Paramatma only. In no way Paramatta or Thames or Rhine or no river is inferior to any other river. All the rivers are H2O. You know, they're actually well maintained river Paramatta than Ganga. Much cleaner river, relatively, isn't it? But what it symbolizes is something which makes it the holiest river. What it symbolizes is not the river, is it? What it represents is Shastra, isn't it? That is what it means. Only in the context of that in a meaning, you can see this stotram being meaningful. Otherwise, if you read it, anybody will say it's all cock and bull story. See, culture is highly evolved culture. It's a religious culture. But because the culture, you must have its base, isn't it? It's, the basis is in vision. And it is, the vision is a spiritual vision. Spiritual vision based, highly evolved Vedic, the religious culture, the Vedic culture, the way of life. But even though it's religious culture, it's based in what? Actually, the spiritual vision, which is universal end. It is free from, isn't it, the religious limitations. The most evolved, but people don't understand, even India, don't worry about anything. They mechanically follow, not knowing anything, head and tail of what they're following. That's an unfortunate thing. Swamiji always says this. When you say something, It doesn't matter. Who people who come and listen, they should benefit and go. Isn't it? Which means you, what you speak definitely must make sense. At the same time, now what you can avoid things which others wouldn't appreciate, so that they also benefit. You have the expression of one's scholarship and things, isn't it? You benefit and go means I value your time and time and energy you really come and give. Otherwise, it's adharma on the part of the speaker, the teacher, which means I undervalue your time, energy. Adharma. I don't want papa. Mamaji always tells this. He'll go and see, he'll gaze at the audience first. He'll go to Chennai and all. He'll see the audience. Probably he'll go to public places. A huge big crowd will be there, 3,000 people, 2,000 people, 1,000 people, 500 people. He'll see, know the audience. He can make out. Accordingly, he'll change his style of tea speaking. And everybody will go happily. He'll show us the crowd. He can address chaste scholars. He can address simple people who come, but he will not undermine anybody's intellectual capacity. He always valued lots of these are the small things you can learn from just being around him. And then the people who can't follow certain things, that does not mean that they are intellectually inferior. Bhagavan has blessed everyone with the capacity, isn't it? Certain things may be small limitations, that's okay. But one of the things is, as a teacher, his job is to give them, drive home some subtle vision, isn't it, the teaching, that he asked you to do. So do the needful for the audience, isn't it? That's what he does. That's why he has been always successful. People who go regularly, they come and tell, what is this? Last year I heard, year before last year I heard, the public talk, Swamiji used the same old joke, same old thing. Sometimes I feel bored. Which means they really don't understand what he does this. Now, not that Swamiji does not know. He's not a public speaker. He's a teacher. Same old jokes he'll be cracking in every time public talks. People undermine. People think, they're not true. Because when he go to sit and listen to his Bhasham classes, then you see his other side of the person. And he's a teacher. So he comes. I repeat the same thing. What I said last year, year before last year, doesn't matter. The vision which goes with the teaching goes or not. Isn't it? Always he makes sure everybody goes with understanding all that is there is Ishvara. What else is there for me to teach a sannyasi? This is what I have to teach. He always says this. He doesn't care what people, whether they undermine him or overmine him. No? He doesn't care really. Finally, 4 days, 3 days, 5 days, people listen and they go back. They may think same old jokes and same old things. Doesn't matter. They go back with the understanding all that is there is Ishvara, Bhagavan. That is more important, isn't it? Because that leaves you so much. All that is there is Ishvara, and he makes you see that you as Bhagavan. You're also Bhagavan. Everything is Bhagavan. Good is Bhagavan. Bad is Bhagavan. Right is Bhagavan. Wrong is Bhagavan. Punyam is Bhagavan, Papam is Bhagavan, Punya, Papa, Palam, Sukham, Dukkham, everything is Bhagavan. Isn't it? Which means suffering is there, Bhagavan, enjoyment of pleasures also is Bhagavan, everything is Bhagavan, which is not Bhagavan here, isn't it? So Punya, in keeping with Punya, Papa, Sukham, Dukkham comes, so Sukham, Dukkham also comes and goes. So live in harmony with Bhagavan, you are on safe side. If you transgress, if you disturb Bhagavan in the form of law and order, and you'll be disturbed. If you are disturbed, means somewhere you have disturbed. Finished. At least, so what? What you have disturbed already, you can't change. Be prayerful and worshipful. At least hereafter, be prudent. Don't disturb the order. Don't transgress the order. Don't disturb the Bhagavan. Bhagavan of law and order. That's what living intelligently. He uses very simple terms, no? Living intelligently means what? Living intelligently is to protect oneself from going through suffering in life. Ultimately, you can protect yourself only through jnana. But relatively, you can enjoy this life, isn't it, without suffering, if you live your life intelligently. Living intelligently means what? Intelligently means living in tune with Bhagavan in the form of law and order. living your life in harmony with the order, living your life without disturbing the order, isn't it? So how to live intelligently? Basically, is what he teaches. What root is, isn't it? And then, so how you one sees oneself through, what you see yourself through, all your problems, you know, are there. That's what he teaches. In public talks are very simple, no text, nothing. He can talk, but then as a public speaker, I will fail. I'll get 0 marks. Okay, but I always say, and Swamiji is wonderful.
Sarve santu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet, asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityorma amritangamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.
Thank you, Sudha, Murali, all of you. And may Bhagavan, Paramatma, bless all of you with the fulfillment of all righteous wishes. Bhiksha Dataraha Sukhinah Bhavantu.